Hello and welcome to the Out of Ink podcast with myself, Bea Baranoska and Molly Lemon. This is a podcast where two anxious creatives talk openly and honestly about life as an artist. It's Christmas!
It is Christmas!
It's a Christmas special. Is this our third Christmas special?
It is. I've got butterflies in my stomach and my heart is thumping.
Why?
I'm so nervous because I'm in charge and I don't like it.
Molly's plan this year, so I'm quite excited about it.
I can't cope with any level of responsibility. When I messaged Bea this morning, I messaged her with some questions and she was like, is it going to be fun as well though? And I was like, oh no.
It's just that I don't like serious questions like that and they scared me.
No, but I think it's important to have a bit of balance.
It is.
But then I started to get really anxious that I wasn't going to do a good job. We'll see. No, it's okay. I'm easily made anxious, you know. It doesn't take much.
It wasn't me suggesting that you hadn't put top effort into the Christmas episode. It was just me panicking about having to answer some serious questions.
Yeah,
and I felt
know.
Like you. Were, I was being interviewed.
Yeah, well, you are.
Well, yeah, which I was.
Yeah. So are you feeling Christmassy?
Yeah, I think so.
On the scale of Christmassy, are you a 1 or a 10?
On the scale of Christmassy, I'm probably about a 7.
That's quite Christmassy. I'd say a 7.
Oh, yeah. You sound unsure, but...
I feel like I peaked a while ago, because I feel like I finished work early this year, probably end of November. Not that I haven't worked, but like... I was like, I'm kind of done now. I can just kind of, you know, do a bit less.
Yeah, but don't you always do that, though? Because it's like the advent calendar is like your busiest time of year. Mm. And that's pre-Christmas.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. And then you work so much that you need to allow yourself the wind down and the, you know, days off. And you need to not be so hard on yourself for that.
Well, I did wind down and I went to Christmas markets and it was all Christmassy. And then I think, like, I was like, oh... Now I'm at January blues. I've done it now.
Straight to January blues.
And then I started to feel like, you know, life was too hard and I couldn't cope. And then I feel a little bit better again. Maybe I'm on the up again, more Christmas kind. But it's so hard. Like,
I'm glad.
You expect when you have a bit of time and do nice things that you'll feel really happy. But life's not like that. Like, life's full of dark and... I was going to say dark and shade. No, it's full of light and shade.
What a happy, uplifting start for the listeners to the Christmas episode. Life's full of dark and shade, everyone. Well, just give up now.
Tiny glimpses of light amongst all that darkness, though, don't
yes,
you worry.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good.
You know, we were talking about purpose in life the other day.
Yeah, deep. We have deep conversations. I mean, a lot of our conversations are very...
Absolutely trivial stuff.
Trivial.
That is the main bulk of our conversation. No, but you were trying to be like, what do you want from life if you work that out?
Oh, yeah. Molly is, at the moment, trying to work that out. It's important for her to work that out, but I'm not sure she has yet.
Well, I did a quiz online. Because I thought, if in doubt, ask Google.
And what did you find out?
That I'm a bad person.
What?
Right? This isn't part of the Christmas stuff. I just wanted to cover it
tell everyone
I'm a terrible person. So this is one of the questions it asked. And I'll read you the four possible answers.
Okay.
Look back on your life. What will you hope to see? When you look back on your life, sorry, it's the dyslexic in me.
When you're old, is this?
Yeah, when you're old and you're dying.
Great.
And you look back on these are the four answers. A, a lasting and meaningful relationship with friends, colleagues and family.
Okay.
B, that you fully explored and developed your creative talents. C, that you went the extra mile to make a difference for others. And D, that you never stopped learning and growing as a person.
Can you only pick one of those?
Only one.
No, that's really unfair. Surely a whole select, like all of them, is the right answer.
No, you have to pick one. What's most important?
Okay, probably one.
Yeah, friends and family and meaningful relationships.
Yeah,
I went with that. I fully explored and developed my creative talents.
Yeah, but that was a close second.
Yeah, but I just feel like the people I love in my life are so important to me, but somehow that didn't come out on top, and I was worried about that.
Okay.
Okay, one more. There's 10 questions. I'm just showing you the two that I picked out.
At the end of the quiz, did it give you What did it say?
I'll tell you after.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So the other question, this is from psychologies.co.uk, by the way.
Great.
If anyone wants to go do the quiz.
Yeah, in case anyone wants to.
They have lots of quizzes there if you're having midlife crisis problems. which of the following phrases most closely matches your personal mission statement?
Okay, that's deep.
Yeah. Build meaningful relationships with others. This is very similar.
Oh, yeah, very similar.
Reach your full potential. Celebrate the beauty of life and spread kindness and compassion.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice.
I personally love three there. I'd go with three.
So you went with celebrate the beauty of life.
Yeah.
I went with reach your full potential.
Oh, yeah, again, close second.
I just feel like I should be spreading kindness and compassion.
You are, by reaching your full potential. Oh, I think this quiz is loaded here because I feel like the right answers really is just the whole
all
mix
of, them.
Of all. Yeah,
but it's trying to work out what is your main objective in life.
Okay, so go on then. What did it tell you at the end of this quiz?
You have an innate drive to celebrate the beauty in life. So it did pick up on that. I did feel that too.
Nice, yeah.
And to find authentic ways to explore ideas and express feelings through images. Mm-hmm. And then it says, you may never have labelled it as such, but your motivation to spend time on creative projects is a form of ambition. I feel like it was pretty spot on.
Yeah, you didn't need a quiz to tell you that.
No, I didn't, but now I feel worried that I don't.
So did you learn anything from it other than...
I did.
You know. Okay.
So I picked out the word ambition, and then yeah. I thought, why do I feel ambition? Why is that my main thing? And then I thought it's probably about proving my worth, not feeling good enough in school, academically, socially. And maybe I can be like, I am good enough, and maybe I need to be a bit less ambitious.
Gosh, I really feel like the fun is being brought to this episode.
The fun is coming. Anyway, that is... So basically, I'm a self-centred, ambitious person that really needs to change their direction.
Wonderful.
Right. What have we been up to since we last recorded? We went to Nailsworth.
Oh, we had the best Christmas. It was our work Christmas party. Yeah, we went to Nailsworth. I was very lucky to make it home from Nailsworth that day because the next day my car fully broke and the guy who came to fix it said to me, did you drive this yesterday? And I said, yeah, just a casual 1 hour 15 trip back from Nailsworth. And he looked at me like I was so lucky that I survived.
Really?
So, you know, Christmas was on our side there. It would have been really awful for our Christmas work trip for me to break down halfway home.
Do you think it was the Christmas cheer that got you home? Your car was feeling so cheerful, it was like going to make it.
I just got home on Christmas carols and marshmallows, you know, all the way.
Well, I feel like it was kind of, it broke down on the way back. Well, it didn't break down, but it nearly broke down.
The signs were there on the way back.
On the way back from picking up your Christmas tree, which I think sums up Christmas tree getting for me, which is...
What, breaking down?
All the anticipation. We're going to get the tree. It's going to be lovely. And then it just ends in misery, arguments and sadness every time.
Stop it. Stop bringing the Christmas episode down a few notches.
Sorry.
That's not the case every year, for sure. You had quite a sad time this year, but only because I think... What happens with getting the tree, putting the tree up? What happens in life in general when you plan things with high expectations?
Yeah.
What you learn from that really is just set the expectations a little bit lower and you'll just be less disappointed for each event. So when you go into the idea of buying a Christmas tree and you have in your head this perfect image of picking the perfect tree, getting it home, decorating it as the most beautiful tree ever, that's a high expectation.
Yeah, it is.
So...
You got to go in thinking this is going to be absolutely terrible.
Yeah. And then anything above terrible, great.
Okay, I'll try that next year. It was only because Sam was like, I feel really, really like anxious and sad. Let's go get a tree. And that wasn't going to fix it. But we
got
a tree in an anxious and sad manner.
It comes down to my favourite phrase in life. Mm. Hope for the best, plan for the worst. And it's always true.
Yeah, it is true.
Yeah.
That is. And your other favourite thing is... Thoughts are not facts.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Second.
Lovely. You should get those put all over your walls.
Tattooed. Oh, I thought you were going to say I should get those tattooed.
Yeah, on each wrist. I can't imagine that somehow.
I can't.
It's not your vibe, is it?
No, thanks, though.
Should we go
anxiety
in?
Scale?
Yes, anxiety.
Oh, we didn't really cover the Christmas party because we went straight from Christmas party to disaster. But basically, it was lovely.
Well, yeah, it was just like a nice bit of shopping. which was way trickier with a baby
coming next year.
Hard with a baby.
Hard.
Well, because you had a pram.
Oh, pram's really not practical.
Nailsworth is a little market town with like lots of the shops have downstairs, no lifts, narrow doors, narrow aisles. It was like a whole challenge.
I struggle everywhere with a pram. The world is not designed for prams. I feel sorry for anyone in a wheelchair because I'm guessing it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just not very accessible. So many shops that like I can possibly get in there, but once I'm in, I'm like, oh, I can't walk around this at all. I might as well leave.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We managed it.
We did.
Yeah. But also, it was like a real challenge. Kept us busy.
Mm.
There was no room for boredom trying to get a pram round the shopping spree.
Would you have been bored Christmas shopping with me? That offends me.
Absolutely
I had
not.
To bring the pram to bring the entertainment.
Also, we put up polls on the Instagram because we had delicious lunches and I won both of the polls because I have very
with
common
your basic
taste. Yeah.
I have to say, my cake that I had, which was, I've written it down here, because I'm planning to make it, because it was it was honestly, I don't mean to sound dramatic here, it was the best cake I think I've ever had ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Better than your wedding cake?
No, that was a very good cake. Mm. Best cake I've ever had that, like out in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
It was brown butter, cardamom and clementine for anyone who missed the poll.
From the canteen in Nailsworth.
Mm. Next sponsor. It was just, it was so delightful. And I've since try and find a recipe and I can't find one and I might have to make one up like you do with all your recipes.
Oh yeah, weighing is for the week. Anyway, anxiety scale?
Yeah, anxiety scale.
What are you looking at? You look concerned.
Let me get it. Oh, my car repairs. This again does not go with the Christmas joy. But
this isn't about Christmas joy. This episode.
Well, I thought it'd be covered by the warranty because it's not a new car, but it's a new car to me.
Yeah.
And that was a message from Adam saying he doesn't think the warranty's going to pay for it. It's just so awful.
That is awful. I'm so sorry.
I don't want to go into it. I don't want to ruin the Christmas episode with that. But honestly, no one needs that car bill that goes to Christmas.
That's even more depressing than my psychology quiz. Sorry.
It is. Yeah. Oh well.
Go shop at bbaronoscar.com. That will help. Yeah.
Do you know what the most depressing thing about it is? I recently managed to sell my old car, which was a real burden. We did not need to be a three car family.
A nice little old Mini.
It was lovely. I really didn't want to see it go, but also it needed to go. Mm. Anyway, so I recently managed to sell that. And do you know what? I sold it for the exact price of the repairs on my new car.
That is so sad. And that is
it's awful, isn't it?
So typical of life. Just general life.
Right, let's do the anxiety scale. Let's cheer ourselves up. I'd like you to go first, please.
Would you? Okay. So I think when I last looked at our Instagram, Christmas songs was winning. Is that what won? Because I didn't check.
It's what I went for.
Yeah,
so hopefully
I was surprised because I thought Christmas treats would have won because I know our listeners love a bit of food chat, but interesting. Mm. So number 10 on my anxiety scale, least anxious day ever, I am in the car and I am driving home for Christmas.
Oh, that is such a great song. I love that song.
Like, it's not the most catchy song, but it plays and I almost could cry. Like, it's so nostalgic and happy.
The best thing as well is if you actually play that while you are driving home for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful.
Oh, there's nothing better. So that's number 10. And then number 1, I don't even get what's Christmassy about this other than the fact that the artwork for it is Christmassy and it's on all the Christmas albums, but it's Stay Another Day by East 17.
Can you sing me a bit of that, please?
Stay now.
I need more. That was like two notes and Molly's just
I can't.
Of
I can't. But it's boy band vibe. vibes. I can't.
Is it the one that's like, if you had to go away, yes, you that stay one.
Thanks
day?
For saving me. I'm so bad. I'm tone deaf. I'm not even tone deaf though. I can't sing, and I can hear that I can't sing. It's worse.
I don't know. That song's very like. You wouldn't really choose it.
I don't know why it's in the Christmas album, so it needs to not stay another day. Right.
Okay.
Today I am Feliz Navidad.
Oh, that's God, on my scale.
That too? Oh, it's on your scale. Okay.
It's on my scale. Oh no. Okay. I feel like you're probably quite high today. Well, actually, no. The way you started the podcast, actually, maybe not. 4.
I'm a 6.
Okay.
Life's not too bad.
Okay.
What's your scale?
I might have to start with 1 because it is Feliz Navidad.
Oh, okay. Oh, rude. I just with 1.
I know, but I just felt like I had to get that out there.
Do you not like it?
It annoys me so much. Oh. It just annoys me. And I also feel like it's quite recent. It quite recently came into my radar as a Christmas song, okay. Maybe in the last sort of 5 years.
Yeah, so it's not quite nostalgia.
Yeah, for me, Christmas songs have to have a bit of nostalgia.
Yeah.
I am aware there are way worse Christmas songs than that. Like, if Britney Spears has done a Christmas song, it would be there.
Yeah.
But I have to also put my hands up to the fact that I did a Molly this week, which means I wrote this anxiety scale whilst having a wee 3 minutes before the podcast.
That's way earlier than I normally do it. I'm normally doing it as we're starting. You're like, you know, when you used to read out the hello and welcome to the Out of Ink podcast.
Yeah, used to be writing.
That was when I did it.
Well, I just felt so bad for being so underprepared. So yeah, it was the only thing I could think of at the time. But I do stand by the fact it's not my fave.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, and number 10, you hate it when I do this. I've put 2 here. Do you want me to just commit and pick one?
Pick one, but then I want to hear the other.
Okay, Last Christmas by Wham.
Okay, yeah, nice.
Love that.
Enjoyable.
Tied quite closely with Baby It's Cold Outside, Dean Martin.
No, that was really my number 1. It's so inappropriate.
No, it's not. I know people think it has connotations. It's just like, I knew you'd say that. It's just sort of like, sweet, he just wants her to stay. He's like, I'm having a lovely time, we're sat by the fire, don't go.
I won't ruin it for you, and I do appreciate that that is one of your favourite Christmas songs.
Okay. Now, number 7. Oh, I just said that on the podcast. This anxiety
that was like a double fail. It was like, you did it wrong and then you swore twice.
This anxiety scale is all over the place because I started with 1 and now I'm all thrown out of sync.
I'll try and guess number 7.
Okay, yeah, you won't. I literally will be so impressed.
Have
if
I heard
you guess
of
this. I hope so.
Dominic the Donkey.
What?
Well, it's a bit
I've never
there.
Heard of that.
It's Dominic the Donkey. That one. Do you not know?
I won't be looking that up because that sounds like a number 1. but no, it is Christmas Christmas by Jim Reeves. Have you heard that song? Have you heard the Jim Reeves Christmas album?
Who's Jim Reeves?
Jim Reeves.
I'm writing it down so I can look it up later.
Very, very nostalgic. Me and Adam only have a vinyl record of this album. It's old. It's probably like 1950s, 1960s, possibly. Mm. I need to look this up so I'm not a liar. Oh yeah, 1963. Okay. Oh, it's just a lovely album. A bit cheesy, but lovely. But recently felt really, really sad about it because I said to Adam, I love this Christmas album, but how sad is it that he's no longer around and, you know, he doesn't get to enjoy his own Christmas album? And then Adam said, oh, when did he die? And then we looked it up and we realised he died the year after he wrote this album.
Oh no.
So he only had 1 year of listening to his own
so
happy
sad.
Christmas. I know, awful. So then it did take that down a notch for us, we felt.
That is sad. I'm gonna listen to it later.
It's a funny old song. He basically goes through the letters of Christmas and says what they're for, and it's great. We enjoy it.
Okay, well I can't wait. That.
Great. You're probably going to hate it.
If I hate it, I won't tell you. I'll lie.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what friendship's based on, isn't it? Lies.
You already hated my number 10 choice. So.
And I didn't agree with your number 1.
No.
So
we're not in sync this week.
I knew we wouldn't be. I don't think we are when it comes to music taste.
We both were at one O Wonder gig.
Without O Wonder, we may not be here right now.
No, maybe. Yeah.
Because I messaged you and I was like, oh my God, I was there too.
Wow.
Who
Thanks,
knew it was
I
the
wonder,
only bit of music
for this
we had
beautiful
in
friendship. No, and I also like Olivia Dean.
Yeah, nice.
You like Olivia Dean.
Although I did put George Ezra on my wedding playlist just to annoy you. We don't
agree. I hate George Ezra. Yeah. No, I can't agree with you on George Ezra.
Right.
Oh, is it the fun stuff now?
Well, should we do a bit of fun stuff, then some questions that you don't want to answer and some more fun
yes.
stuff?
Okay, yes, yes, let's do that. So I'm going to find my emails that you sent me. Do I need those?
We'll do them last.
Oh, okay.
We'll start with just a quick round of this or that.
Quick fire. Okay.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
You can't linger too much.
How many seconds do I have?
Until I beep.
Okay.
If you
Are you answering too? Yes.
Am I?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I'll read it out. You answer, then I answer.
Okay, okay.
You ready? Christmas cake or Christmas pudding?
Christmas pudding.
Christmas cake. We're going to be opposite for all of them. Country walk or a nap by the fire?
Country walk.
Country walk. Quality Street or Celebrations?
Quality Street.
Celebrations.
Gosh, I'm so quick fire on your quick fire round.
You are. Mariah Carey or Michael Bublé?
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey. I can't stand that Christmas
No, I can't
album.
Stand the Bublé.
Christmas baking or Christmas market?
Christmas baking.
Christmas market. Mince pie or chocolate log?
Mince pie.
Chocolate log. Who are you? I don't like a mince pie at all. Nut roast or roast potatoes?
Roast potatoes.
Roast potatoes for sure. Nut roast is
almost beat you there. There was a slight hesitation, but I'll let you have it.
Sorry. Oh, are we competing in terms of timing?
We are now.
Oh, I think you've won. Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's all the anticipation, none of the disappointment. giving gifts or receiving gifts?
Giving gifts.
Receiving gifts. Self-centered bad person. To be fair, I don't like either. I'd rather gifts weren't a thing, although our businesses are based on it, so keep buying. Christmas jumper or fancy dress? And when I say fancy dress, I mean a nice fancy dress.
A fancy dress.
A Christmas jumper. I don't
know. But
I
don't, you don't like Christmas jumpers.
Well, I do think you shouldn't really be buying...
Not very ethical.
Things you only wear once a year, but... So much comfier in a jumper than a dress.
Yeah, but it could be a comfy dress. You did then say the fancy dress could just be like a sort of slightly smarter than usual, but still comfy.
I'm sorry, I have to accept my first answer.
Still room for lots of potatoes in there.
That's
true. You know? No tight dresses here.
No. Not on Christmas Day. Playing games or watching movies?
Playing games.
Playing games, for sure.
100%.
As long as I'm winning. you know the other episode, I said I'm the youngest of four, so it was for something.
Yeah.
You're also the youngest of five.
Five, yeah.
So you've got even more of an excuse, but I'm the...
I don't like losing games either. I once was losing a game of Jenga, knew it, and so I deliberately pulled out the bottom block, said, game's over, and went and had to drop out.
That's such a youngest sibling thing to do. But I don't like winning either. I feel guilty for winning. I'm always slipping people Monopoly money when they're not looking.
Also, the worst thing is playing with... young children, right, who whose parents are like, they're of the age where, you know, they for some reason they have to win. I disagree with this, because I think you should learn in life you can't always win, but maybe I was always allowed to win and that's why I don't like losing. But it's the worst when you're playing with a child and you know you have to let them win, and then you let them win and then you feel, you know, cheated by the fact they actually should have lost.
Yeah, I agree. Although I don't hang around children that much, so I don't have to deal with that too often.
You wait until Maxie's old enough for board games and you can thrash him. I won't let you let him win.
I'm gonna hold
I'll be
you
like
for that.
No, you need to learn that life's tough. Sometimes you lose.
You need to learn that Gumu's a winner. Anyway.
Are there any more quick fires?
Of course
for me?
There are.
Oh,
Christmas dinner or Boxing Day lunch?
Christmas dinner.
Boxing Day lunch.
But isn't that just leftover Christmas dinner?
With pickles. And I like pickles.
Okay, yeah.
And cheese. Lovely. Mulled wine or hot chocolate?
Mulled wine.
Hot chocolate. Home Alone or The Holiday?
Home Alone.
Home Alone. I thought you liked The Holiday.
I do, but Home Alone's absolute classic.
Yeah.
The Holiday's more modern and Adam hates it. Whereas so he'll watch Home Alone with me.
Yeah. Holly or Mistletoe?
Mistletoe.
Mistletoe. That's the end of the quickfire round.
Oh, I so enjoyed
Did
that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good. I'm
bringing the fun. Well done.
Thanks. I tried. Now let's go on to the depressing questions.
Okay.
They're not meant to be depressing. I just thought.
They're not depressing, no.
No, I just thought for our listeners, it might be helpful for them to also think about these questions and answers.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's always good to take stock and look back, see what you've learned, see what you did right, see what could be improved, and, like, go forward feeling like you are capable of making positive change.
I think why I struggled with these questions when I initially glanced at them was because they were about business goals, essentially, and business achievements in the year 2023. And I said to Molly, but I feel like my year has only been 3 months because I've taken a vast chunk of it off to raise my child. So then I felt kind of sad.
Yeah, but this was the same problem we had with the goal setting episode.
Yeah,
and not just similar questions. But even though you've only been back at work part-time for a few months, doesn't mean you haven't achieved things. You know what I mean? And it doesn't need to be big achievements. Just turning up for work is an achievement. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I have gone with that.
Yeah.
I have gone with that.
I haven't thought about the answers at all, so...
Okay.
I don't even know what questions I wrote.
Do you want me to read them out? No, they're your questions. You should read
I'll
them out.
I'll read them out in my stumbling way and edit it to make it sound like I can read. And
great.
And you answer and then I'll answer.
Okay.
What achievement are you most proud of? And these are all... business/art related, so it doesn't need to be business, but something create, I can't talk, in 2023.
You worried I was going to say I was most proud of growing a baby, so you just...
Well, I thought if I just did it broadly, it would obviously be the child, because that's the biggest thing that you should be most proud of. So I thought I'm going to force you to answer it about your work.
Okay, well, I have essentially the same answer for question one and two.
Well, that's very efficient of you.
Well, as I was answering, I realised it was the same. So read out the second question so I can give you my one answer, because I'm lazy.
Okay, so we've got, what achievement are you most proud of and what is the biggest obstacle that you have faced?
Okay, and the answer to both of those things is being able to run my business alongside parenting, because it has been such an obstacle, especially this time of year, like so difficult getting out my Christmas orders alongside having to look after my baby. But also I'm so proud of it because I feel like it is a bit of a struggle to go back to work. I was in a bit of a rut in that I wasn't sure how to return, how it was going to go, but I knew that I wanted to and I had to, and I sort of managed to do that. So that is what I'm most proud of, but it's also been my biggest obstacle of the year, I would say.
Good answer. That is, yeah, like I can imagine if you said to your 2022 self, you're gonna do this again next year but with a baby, you'd be like, how? But you've done it.
It's been really difficult. There's been days where I've known orders have to dispatch and I've just thought, I just physically don't know how that's gonna happen today, but you have to do it.
Yeah. Or sometimes you have to prioritise the fact that you're a mother. And you have to be like, well, that customer is going to wait an extra day and that is just how it is.
Or I've had to use Adam to go to the post office for me. I'm very grateful that Adam is there. And I 100% could not have gone back to work or reopened my business without him. And shout out to Adam. Thank you very much for being a hands-on dad.
Yeah. And also, like, you had to put your child first a lot of the time, but then sometimes you had to prioritize your business. Like it's you gotta constantly weigh up, because prioritizing your business is also prioritizing your child, because that's how you bring money in.
Yeah, but you do have to put him first. Obviously the business is important, but he will always come first. So as you say, if that means a customer has to get their order a day later, that has had to happen, because at the end of the day he's my number one priority.
Yeah, but like in terms of you know, and you've said like the best care that your child can get is from its parents, but you've also known that putting him into childcare has allowed you to go back to work part-time.
I have such a love-hate relationship with him being at the childminders, because he goes, and it's great because I honestly couldn't do it without that. But then he comes home and something has always gone wrong, or he comes home with another cold, or he hasn't had a nap, and he's exhausted and screaming at me, and I think, oh, it's just like, I just really do stand by the fact that no one can look after your child how you can look after them. Someone else can look after them, for sure. It's the same as a dog, you know. Like, you leave Winnie with someone, and yeah, they're going to look after her. She's going to be fine. But at the end of the day, she wants you, and you want to look after her. And it's the same for a child.
Yeah. But you've put him in childcare so that you can continue your business, so that you can look after you and make sure you're fulfilled, and also so that you can show him that this is what hard work is and following your dreams.
Yeah, exactly. And I want him to see that you're able to do both things, and it's good to have ambition and try and be successful in what you want to do. So I do want to be a working mum, but it's just a lot more difficult than just being a working
person.
Working zero child.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's added a complication, but I wouldn't have it any other way, because he's just a lovely little thing.
Mm, he is.
Right, your turn to answer those two questions.
What achievement I'm most proud of? I think possibly getting back to work after a difficult year last year and going like full steam ahead despite feeling unsure about where I'm going, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, you did really well picking yourself back up.
Yeah, so that. Continuing and trying my best.
Yeah.
And my biggest obstacle... that my business, I think, turned a little bit more commercial than I had planned, which was an obstacle because, I was getting sales and that was brilliant and I'll never take that for granted, but it meant I wasn't able to make the artwork I wanted to make. And, it felt like...
Molly's had her head in accounting a lot more than you'd like at the end of this year.
I have. And it's just, I don't know, it felt like I don't really know. My business ran away with me and it felt... That's felt like an obstacle, even though it was growth.
Yeah, I know that is an obstacle, though, because as creative people, we want to be spending... Like, obviously, as you say, we love making sales because it's what keeps us going.
Mm.
But because we're creative people, we want to be creating. We don't want to be sat by a spreadsheet inputting all our accounts.
Yeah.
And that, unfortunately, that does come with growing your business, because then your accounts grow and there's more of them and you have to keep up with them. And
Yeah. So that's my obstacle.
Good.
What was your biggest mistake this year?
Okay, I don't know if this was a mistake, but I've put closing my Etsy shop. Now, I honestly don't know how I would have gone on maternity leave without closing my Etsy shop.
Yeah.
It would have been near impossible, but I just don't know if it was a mistake because I really struggled reopening it and it really struggled to pick back up. And it is picked a bit up now, but I don't know if that's just because it's Christmas sales, so it's always busier at Christmas. But I really struggled to get it going again because I lost all my SEO, I guess I probably lost customers. People, repeat customers, might have come back to Etsy, seen that it was closed and gone, and then forgotten about me.
Mm.
And I, as I say, I really don't know how I would have not closed it.
Yeah.
But I sort of regret closing it and think maybe what I could have done is make the dispatch times really, really long and taken down some products that I wasn't able to do, had a much smaller selection and just tried to sort of maintain it but at a much smaller scale. Maybe.
I think it was necessary because it was a real big shock becoming a parent, and I don't see the way you were feeling then. I don't know. I just feel like you needed to put yourself first. Like, and it wouldn't have been a healthy thing. And it's taken 3 months to get back to a good place, but that's just 3 months. And if it stays at that, it's going to be okay. Also, I saw on YouTube the other day that there's a thing you can like kind of hire a room and they're in a packing building and people pack your orders for you, like that everything's in boxes.
Really?
Yeah. And they're like, okay, the orders come into them, they pack and dispatch. And I thought, that is lovely.
That is lovely. Oh, it's something to think about for next Christmas.
If you really scaled up, you could have a, like, you literally could have a a place where all your stock is and someone does it for you. I couldn't, because I'm a control freak and I need to handwrite everyone a thank you note, but it did look appealing.
Scaling up like that doesn't appeal to me anymore.
No.
Not as a mother.
You know your priorities.
Yeah, I can only do what I'm doing right now. The thought of it being double that or triple that is it's not manageable, I don't think, currently.
Also, you know, you were saying you could have extended your lead times. You would have got an absolute
angry messages.
Avalanche of difficult customers. Me and B have had, like, a little influx of difficult customers for the last few weeks. And it hits me so deep in my core. Like, it upsets me so much.
I had a message yesterday from a lady. This has happened to me before because people, I don't want to generalise, but quite a lot of people do not read listings properly when they are buying something on Etsy.
I also find Etsy is so stupid. No, I'm not gonna be mean to Etsy again, but it's not clear. You know what, we take a lot of time as makers to write a really clear description for people.
Yeah.
It's not clear on the app where that description is. You click,
it's not, is it? Yeah,
yeah. Show description. And it's like, no, that is the main thing. What are you doing?
I know it's not clear, but still, when you're making a purchase, it's your responsibility to make sure what you're purchasing and for how much.
But you made it clear. It's not your fault, Etsy.
I did make it clear. But anyway, this has happened to me before, but I just had a really angry message from someone saying that they'd received the print and they were really disappointed because it wasn't framed. Mm. And my A4 prints, right, are £18. And I'm sorry, but in this day and age, you can't buy an A4 frame for £18, let alone have a piece of artwork inside it.
Well, it's like the one that messaged me the other day and was like, I'm so disappointed. The advent calendar is so small for the price.
I know,
I paid.
You'd put the dimensions on the listing. So again, she had the information.
Also,
she bought the product.
In the title, it said it was a card. Like, it's obviously like a card size. I got so annoyed with that. And then it was only a £9.40 order with postage. And then she paid like £4 posting it back to me, trapped. And I'm like, you could have just gifted it off to someone if you didn't like small things. Go and
give it.
Yeah,
she could have
given
it as a Christmas card. That is upsetting.
So then she paid like £4 to not have anything, and she like unsupported a small business.
Yeah, well, at least she didn't leave you a bad review. My person then went and left me a bad review, just warning other people to make sure they knew what they were buying. I thought they probably do, because they've probably got more brain cells than you have.
I've got 4.9 on Etsy now, and nothing has hurt me more than that.
Someone left
a good one, but they accidentally clipped 4 stars, and I didn't want to say anything. So now I've got 4.9 because I've got 2 4-star reviews and the rest are 5-star. But Etsy still needs to point out that 2 people weren't exactly 100% happy.
Your Etsy customers are just not as nice as Shopify customers. Some of them are. Most of them, fine, but some of them just, I don't know. I think it's something about the fact it's a big marketplace, and sometimes I think people forget that we're just,
yeah,
you know, we're just makers behind a screen, just trying to make a living.
I think they think you are Etsy, and we are not Etsy. And
yeah.
It makes me sad because I'm a sensitive soul.
I know, I'm a sensitive soul too. It sticks with us, so just think about it before you leave us a bad
message. If you're unhappy,
bad
we don't
message.
Want to hear it. I've just thought of my biggest mistake of the year.
Oh yeah, go on.
Opening my Etsy shop. There you go. I'm not opening it next year, don't let me. Don't let me.
I really don't think you need it. And I think you're in a good position that you don't need it, because honestly, probably 80% of my business is still Etsy.
Yeah, and I feel really lucky that I've managed to generate my customer base from Instagram. And I feel like they know me, or they feel like they know me, and that's really lovely. I know I'm lucky that I don't have to rely on Etsy, because I do think sometimes it's difficult. I shop on Etsy all the time, but I'm one of the nice customers that doesn't send nasty messages.
Yeah. Okay.
What are you most grateful for?
I am most grateful for when I reopened my shop and people came back to support me.
That's lovely. It's nice to have people that, you know, like they remembered you and they were waiting and they were just, you know.
I know. And you know what? You'll agree with this, but as a small business owner, there is nothing nicer than seeing that someone is a repeat customer and that they've come back. And because obviously they liked the service or they liked the product before, and it's just lovely.
I feel so much happier sending out something to a repeat customer, because if it's their first order, I'm like, oh, are they going to be happy with this? And then I just feel like comforted by the fact that someone wants to return. It's a nice feeling.
It is lovely.
We appreciate you.
What are you most grateful for?
Yeah, I think my customers, the fact that it feels like there's people out there that have never met me that are really rooting for me to succeed.
That's
and
nice.
And that care about me. And I feel that. I feel supported by them, even though I don't know them. And it's a nice feeling, because the internet's quite a scary place. The world's quite a scary place. And it's nice to feel like there's a group of people that, you know, are like, have your back.
Yeah.
Nice. I might be deluded. There might be no one out there, but, you know.
No.
What will be your main focus for next year?
Hey, this is blank on my notes, because clearly I wasn't really sure. I really would like to get an agent. I would like to do that, but I feel the imposter syndrome I feel at the moment is at a record high, because I started my process of finding an agent and I emailed I think maybe 3 or 4 agencies in September. And I haven't heard back from them, so now I feel like my work is awful, no agencies will ever want to sign me, I'm not good enough for an agency, and I might give up.
But I can I just say I'm made proud of you for applying to agencies, because I know you'd basically been ready with your portfolio for quite a while, but you were putting it off, and I was like, just send it.
I'd been putting it off for this exact reason, in that I can't cope with rejection. And you know what the worst thing is? I haven't even been rejected by any 4 of those agencies. I've just not had replies. But I think that is a rejection, because a lot of the agencies say they don't have enough time to reply to everyone, so they will only reply if it's a yes.
I think that's and unfair.
I know.
That's very nice.
It's not very nice. So it is something I want, but I am feeling disheartened by the process.
Yeah, I understand that, but
I'll go scratching on my door.
Okay. I do understand that, but it's something you want and you will get there. And when you get there and you find the right agency, you'll be like, I'm pleased I went through all of that to get here, because this is right. Are you going to have to go sort your dog out?
I'm just going to let her in.
Oh, okay.
Come on then. Sleep dog.
Tell her not to be loud on the floor with her nails.
Don't be loud on the floor with your nails.
Hey, Margot. Oh, she's so funny.
Look, it's Molly. I was going to say Gumi, but she's not technically your Gumi.
Hey, Margot. Oh, she looks so tiny.
She's probably smaller than my child now, isn't she?
Yeah, she probably is.
He's overtaken her. Definitely in weight, because she's so skinny. Nothing to you. Right, go away now.
My main focus for next year, I'm not sure. I'm going on holiday next week to try and work that out. I'm not sure.
That comes back down to the what do you want and the quiz that you took. And
yeah, I think maybe at the moment, until I actually decide what I want to do, is maybe my main focus for next year is to try and get to a point where I've got a bit more balance and a bit more direction. And I feel like my direction has just been forwards without actually knowing where that is.
A full steam ahead, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to just get a bit more direction and think a bit more about what I do before I do it.
Good answer.
There we go. We got through that. And now we can go on to the next fun part. Okay, so
do I need my email you sent me?
You need to download your files.
Oh my God, there's a lot. There's a lot 10. Of them.
They go from 1 to 10. You can listen to them on there, can you?
Yeah. Oh.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
What number was that?
1, I can listen to it without downloading it.
So these are sounds, because I was thinking about doing some charades and like doing some stuff in front of, but then I thought, people can't see what I'm doing. It'd be absolutely terrible. Could be funny though. But,
could be.
I made up a quiz. There's 5,
I love
there's
this.
2 rounds. There's
Did
five.
You make these sounds?
No. Well, yeah. I went and searched for them on the internet and downloaded them. There's 2 rounds. First round is the animal sounds round.
Okay.
So we will go through the sounds. So she'll press the first one, listen, and then tell me what animal she thinks that is. The hint is that they are wintry. It's
wintry,
festive vibes.
Are you going to put the sounds in the podcast so people can
hear?
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Yeah. So sound 1.
Okay. Is that a very angry polar bear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done. You have 1 point. I'm going to add up your points out of 10.
Oh, do I win a prize at the end?
Yeah, I'll give you a prize when I see you next.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love prizes.
Yeah.
Cool. I better win. I mean, I'm against no one. So
I will spend For every prize you get, for every point you get, I'll spend £1. So if you get them all right, you'll get a £10 prize. So if you only get amazing. Two, you get a £2 prize.
Oh, amazing. So much incentive. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go in for number two now.
Okay.
I think... Mm-hmm. That is a lot of penguins.
Yeah, and you get you can get an extra point, an extra pound, if you tell me what type of penguins those are.
They sound like the ones with the little like yellow eyebrows, which are like rock.
No, you don't get your bonus point. I'm sorry, okay. You're on £2.
What were they?
Emperor penguins.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Right, sound three.
Well, I was confused about that because I feel like I can hear two things in that. At first, I thought that's geese flying. Mm. Then I thought, no, that's the unmistakable sound of a turkey going. So I'm going to go with turkey.
Correct. She's on 3 out of 10.
Oh, can't wait for my prize.
Yeah, it's going to be good, isn't it?
It's great.
And then sound number four. I feel like this is too easy.
I'm just, you know, I'm at one with the animal kingdom.
You really are, aren't you?
Okay, that's a bird, and it's got to be a Christmassy bird, and I'm going to say it's a robin.
It's a robin.
Yes! Oh, I'm just too good at this quiz.
And number five. It's long, that one, isn't it?
This one, I'm going to need another listen at this one. Hang on.
You only get one more.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not making money. I thought you'd only get 5. Now I'm looking at a £10 prize here.
That's really, really odd, whatever. Is that a goose?
Huh? That was a no.
Oh, okay. What is that?
It's a donkey.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's quite a croaky old donkey. There were some more obvious ones. I thought it was too obvious, so I picked a croaky one.
Thanks. Yeah. I didn't... That really sounded like just a sort of quite sick goose to me.
Either way, it wasn't very well, was it?
No.
Right, we are on to... Second round.
It's a different round now. Okay.
Second and final round, starting at sound six. And the round is Christmas movies. Or movies that I think are Christmassy. They might not be, you know...
Oh, this is fun. So it's just a sound from the movie.
Little sound clip. I tried. I really wanted to put Gilmore Girls in and have TV and movies. But the person that had saved all the Gilmore Girls sound had saved 1,500 little snippets. And every time I tried to load the page, my computer would crash. And I can't tell you how... I probably spent about 40 minutes this morning trying to include Gilmore Girls.
So sorry.
So it's just movies.
Fine. Right. I'm going in for movie number one.
Why should they? All kids, no parents. Probably a fancy orphanage.
Home Alone.
Yeah. It was so hard to go between something that was, like, really obvious or something that you just wouldn't get.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? I was trying to make... I didn't think it'd be very funny if it was really hard.
Yeah, and I do like Christmas films, but, like, I don't like that many, you know? Mm. So I'm worried here by the amount of films I have to identify.
No, they're very common.
All right. Number 7.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my tragic little story.
The holiday.
See, I was listening to the sound bites from that, and I don't even like this film. I don't even know if these are actually from the film, but I'm glad they were. So that's
there
good.
There you go. I love The Holiday.
You're on 6 points.
I can't. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm going in for film number 3.
I don't want eternal glory. I just want to be.
That's Harry Potter. Is that a Christmas film?
Yeah, I said at the beginning, films that I think are Christmassy, not necessarily Christmas films. And there's snow in it. If there's snow, it's in the quiz.
I'm listening to that again just because I loved that. Was that you working out what you wanted from life?
What was it? I can't hear
it. I don't want eternal glory. right, okay, film number 4.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very good idea in theory, but you made a family arrangement.
I hate this film. That is Love Actually.
No, it's not. I didn't put Love Actually in any of it because I know you didn't like it.
Whoa! Okay, I don't know what other Christmas
he
film...
is in Love Actually.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Colin Firth.
Yeah, but it is Bridget Jones. There's snow in it. Before you say anything,
that's not a Christmas film, Molly.
I said no, at the beginning.
I want to redo.
No, I said at the beginning things that I'd watch at Christmas, and then I said things that have snow in. There's snow at the end. Don't they get married at Christmas? And they wear the Christmas jumpers.
You didn't say that at the beginning, because the beginning I was just doing animals, okay? No, no.
No, I said missing... at the beginning of the movie.
Well, I would have known that was from Bridget Jones, but I was led astray. Right, fine. Last
one.
And final film.
6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again.
Grinch.
Yeah. Well done. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Do you get an £8 gift when I next see you, which
I
is in just over a week.
Wait for my £8 gift.
Let's not forget that, Molly. Because you will not let me forget that.
I will want a receipt, please, to prove that it's £8 worth of gift.
Yeah, exactly. If it's £7.99, I'll give you a penny, don't worry.
Yeah, I expect nothing less. Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed that quiz.
Did you?
Thank you. Yeah, I did.
I'm pleased.
Gonna listen to those sound bites whenever I'm not feeling festive enough. Just gonna
download them all and stitch them together.
Mm, lovely. Yeah. Well, an angry donkey followed by a bit of Bridget Jones. What could be better?
Honestly, nothing.
Wonderful. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for all of your Christmas effort.
Oh, no worries. And I'm glad there was a good amount of cheer versus misery.
Someone did suggest that we were drinking Christmas tipples and getting drunk in this episode, and I'm sad that we didn't do that.
I'm sad, but it is only 12:45 in the afternoon.
It is probably not appropriate, especially not as a mother who has to go and do some parenting in a second.
No, definitely not.
Well, jinx.
Oh.
No take backs.
Okay. Well, if I'm jinxed, it's not going to be a great end of the episode. Did you want to take it from me?
I'm jinxed.
I guess we just want to thank you all for listening this year.
Yeah. Thank you very much, our lovely listeners. Oh, I want to do a quick shout out. For anyone who doesn't know, Molly has recently started a YouTube channel.
Oh,
so
thanks.
If you could please go and subscribe to Molly's YouTube channel. Because I really think she's sort of like, she's becoming a bit of a video pro. And she spends a lot of her time now making lovely videos. So I think she would really appreciate it if you would head over to her channel, watch her lovely videos, and while you're at it, subscribe, rate, and review them. And her YouTube channel is... Molly, what's your YouTube handle? Is it called a handle for YouTube?
I don't know. It's Molly Lemon Art. And when you search that, you may come up with a video that the wonderful photographer Paul Groom
That's
made.
What I found initially.
Yeah, which isn't on my channel. It's on his channel. But if you do watch that, I don't actually burn my wood blocks. I was awkward and just came out with that as an answer, and we'll move on. It's sad when in this day and age you say something and it's on the internet forever.
Yeah, like these podcasts.
Yeah, and we've said a lot of things that
we've said a lot of things,
you know.
The early podcasts make me cringe so badly.
I haven't listened to them in years.
No, I don't.
No, terrible.
Terrible. But yes, thank you for your support over the year. Well, over the entire length of the podcast's life, really.
Yeah, and we will be back in January with all the January blues you could ever fit into a 45-minute podcast.
Yeah, we might have to just use some of the audio from this episode and just shift it over.
I'll be out of January blues by January. I'll be into February.
Good.
Which is all equally depressing, so we'll definitely bring all the vibes.
So much hate on February. February's a good month. February's Maxie's first birthday.
That is true.
Exciting. Don't know how that's happened, but...
Crazy. Well, it hasn't happened yet. We're still in December.
It hasn't happened.
You've got
yet,
3 months.
It's imminent.
Worry.
It's imminent.
Was it 2 months? Who knows? Anyway, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
I think that's about how that goes.